One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 28, The Blessing of Godly Friendships by Dr. Ashley Allen. Scripture passage. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he, which hath begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Ye all are partakers of my grace. Philippians 1:3-7. I am a people person. By God's design, I am extroverted. I like people and enjoy talking with them and hearing their stories. While I typically enjoy time with all people, there are some people with whom I treasure my time and their friendship. They are my community of family and friends, who are prayer warriors, encouragers, smile initiators, sense speakers, and those who I know I can count on in a pinch. I am grateful for a community that constantly reminds me of the hope that I have in Christ Jesus, and who I can remind of the hope that they have in Christ Jesus too. Some of these friends live near, some live far away, and some are in heaven with the Lord, and I look forward to seeing them again one day. Paul, an apostle and missionary in the New Testament, became a follower of Christ later in life. He spent many of his years persecuting and even killing Christians before he became one. Paul, like me, was single, and his community of believers was extremely important to him. To top it off, Paul was also imprisoned many times because of his proclamation of the gospel. Often, during those times of imprisonment, he was in solitary confinement or chained to a guard. Paul's relationships with people were crucial to helping him remember the hope he had in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote the book of Philippians while he was in a Roman prison. The book, which is a letter, was addressed to all the members of the church located in Philippi. Paul had been there when this church began, Acts 16, and he had been imprisoned in Philippi when the church first started. When he was released from prison that time, he went to the home where the church was meeting and encouraged his new brothers and sisters in Christ, Acts 16:40. In his letter to the Philippian church, Paul writes that he thanks his God every time he remembers the Philippians, Philippians 1:3. One must think, while Paul was in the jail in Rome, the thought of his friends at the church at Philippi brought a smile to his face and praise to God on his lips. We can be grateful to the Lord for the friends he has placed on our paths. Paul also told this group of Christians that he prayed for them with joy because of their participation in the gospel. Remember, this was the same group of Christians that Paul encouraged when he was released from prison in their city. Paul knew of their faithfulness to the Lord. They kept believing in God and what God said, even when circumstances were difficult. Their actions were an encouragement to Paul, and he praised God for their willingness to stay the course. Finally, Paul wrote to the Philippians that it was appropriate that he feel this way about them because they were in his heart, since in both his imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, they were partakers of grace with Paul. Philippians 1:7. Paul stood by his friends, and his friends stood by him. They supported and encouraged one another. Additionally, these friends gave financially to Paul when he needed help. Philippians 4:15-16. The friendship Paul had with the Philippians was a true friendship that was first and foremost based on the relationship they all shared in Christ Jesus. Reflect upon the following. Who are friends, past and present, who you thank God for putting in your life? Who around you needs a friend? How can you reach out to that person and get to know them? Consider taking the following action steps. Identify people that you would like to get to know better, invite them to dinner or for coffee. Reach out via phone or written notes to people who have stood with you throughout your life and thank them. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.